There's a new twist in the story of Congressman Randy Duke Cunningham. The California Republican is currently being investigated by the FBI and a federal grand jury. They're looking into the sale of his home near San Diego to a defense contractor. That contractor resold the property at a $700,000 loss. Now comes news that Cunningham made a $400,000 profit selling the boat he was living on in Washington, D.C. to a Long Island businessman. That businessman pleaded guilty in 2002 to charges stemming from a $6 million bid rigging scheme involving the New York City public schools. Jerry Kammer is covering this story for the Copley News Service and the San Diego Union Tribune. Jerry, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Michelle.
Let's start first with this boat deal. Who's this businessman and what did he want from Congressman Cunningham?
The businessman is named Thomas Contogiannis. He's a developer on Long Island with a history of success, but also a history of some problems with the legal system. What he wanted from the congressman, very difficult to say. We do know that after he bought the boat, he approached the congressman looking for advice as to how to get a federal pardon after having pleaded guilty to a bid rigging scheme.
And he defends the price he paid for the boat.
He says it was a steal. That's right. He says he has that before he bought it, he got an appraisal that showed it had a replacement value of $1.2 million, twice the purchase price.
Does that make sense?
Well, if you look back to the fact that when the congressman bought the boat in 1997, he paid $200,000 for it and did not make any apparent significant improvements, and then sells it, you know, 5 years later, at a time when a boat like this is not likely to be appreciating. It's a boat that is basically a party boat, not meant for the high seas at all, and not a high-performance boat, a boat that also is subject to aging in ways that I think are more comparable perhaps to a mobile home than to a house that you'd have in a standard neighborhood.
But even though the numbers may not add up to some, is there any proof of wrongdoing here?
Absolutely not. There is no proof of any wrongdoing. There are many questions as to why would Mr. Contogiannis buy a boat that basically sat at the pier for a couple of years. I talked with the men who operate and own the Glen Cove Marina where it sat. He said that after Congressman Cunningham brought the boat up there in late 2002, it did not leave the slip.
Now, there's another transaction that we're going to talk about, the sale of Congressman Cunningham's home. Is there a connection between the boat sale and the sale of Cunningham's home to a defense contractor?
Well, the connection is actually when the congressman, having sold his house, bought another one. And Mr. Contogiannis, who bought his boat, also arranged for a mortgage company that was in the family to provide mortgages for the congressman when he bought his more expensive home.
Was there any kind of special financing or sort of special mortgage involved in that sale?
Mr. Contogiannis told me that those mortgages were at normal rates and that there was nothing irregular, no favors were done. However, later, Mr. Contogiannis himself paid off the $500,000 mortgage. He said that was in final payment for the boat for the Kelly C, which he bought from the congressman.
And how's this playing back home in California?
There has been a remarkable uproar amongst our readers. There is outrage and indignation. The congressman was supposed to show up for a pancake breakfast on 4th of July yesterday. He didn't show up.
The first time he didn't show up in quite a few years.
He's beleaguered, and I think his constituents are showing a lot of anger and outrage.
Jerry Kammer is a reporter for the Copley News Service. He also reports for the San Diego Union Tribune. He's been reporting on these stories on Congressman Cunningham along with his colleague Marcus Stern. Jerry, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure, Michelle.